it's one of those things that it feels good when somebody goes, hey, you're doing a good job. We appreciate you. You know, there's award ceremonies. There's, you know, salespeople like to brag and know that they close deals. Salespeople like to know that they're getting recognition for what they do.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha and welcome to this episode of the How to Sell Show. I'm coming to you live from the North Shore of Oahu. I'm currently sitting 20 feet from the ocean at Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. I'm out in the wild, as I like to refer to it as. I'm sitting in a chair, got a microphone. I'm recording the session, so you may hear the ocean waves. You may hear people walking by making noise. You may hear helicopters. You may hear mopeds. But today, we've got part two of How to Ruin a Sales Team. And part two is all about the players on the team. Part two is all about the troubles that you get from salespeople inside of an organization. And this is an asbestos underwear conversation, so there are some people who may get their feelings hurt. That's your problem, not mine. That's their problem, not mine, as I should say. And, you know, it's interesting that companies want top salespeople, and companies want people who can sell goods, products, widgets, gizmos. But what they don't think of is when you have a top salesperson, that top salesperson is used to talking people into doing stuff for them, right? They get people to buy into their beliefs and their vision. And sometimes the office staff is the end result or the end problem where this happens is you got a sales guy, you got a sales girl who is not really above board with what they're doing, and they will get people in the office to go do things for them that they should not. And I'm going to label this person a true prima donna. There are prima donnas in sales, and there are people out there who cause problems. And this is the guy or the girl who thinks that they're going to make the rules. This is the guy or the girl who thinks that, you know, it's their job to distribute how things are going to run inside of the sales organization. And sometimes this is a problem because it's weak leadership, and sometimes leadership doesn't know about what's going on because you got the sales guy that's pushing hard or the sales girl that's pushing hard to make things happen behind the scenes, and everybody's afraid to say something. You know, this may be the sales guy or the sales girl that's gotten the fake awards. This may be the sales guy or the sales girl that's being fed leads. But the prima donna is the person who's out there causing a problem for the entire sales team. Now, I got a friend, Mitch, and Mitch was in the military. He was in the Army, and he said, you know, when I got in trouble in the Army, everybody had to do push-ups. And this prima donna, in the world of sales, what happens is they get in trouble, and they make everybody do push-ups. And it's a problem. You want to ruin a sales team quick, you know, make everybody do push-ups for something that they didn't do. And if this person is the prima donna and they are a favorite, one of the things that happens is the rules typically don't apply to them. And so all these salespeople go to meetings and they look around and they're like, hey, these rules have to be applied to me and I have to follow the rules. How come this person doesn't have to do what is being told? And, you know, it comes down to, one, they're a prima donna. Two, they're just super difficult to deal with. And so they're difficult on purpose. They know that if they're difficult, they get to get their way. And a weak leader, a weak manager is not going to deal with the problem. And I will say that there are times where there are truly problems caused by the salespeople. There are problems that are inherent in the sales team, and they just don't get dealt with. Nobody goes in there and puts the Rudy Poo smack down and says, hey, this can't happen. We're not going to allow it to happen. You're not going to do this anymore. And these rules not being enforced across the board for the whole team causes dissension, causes angst, causes frustration, causes anger, and people get mad. And then so what starts happening is behind the scenes, they start doing things to sabotage the rest of the team. They may set up fake appointments. They may bring people to the company for a lead that really isn't real, that sounds good on paper. So they sabotage the sales guy or the sales girl who's getting fed. And, I mean, there's multiple ways that they could do that. There's multiple ways that they could go in and play with reviews or scoring. And it starts tearing and rotting the team from the inside. And it does create problems, you know. And then you start going down the path of this, and you end up with somebody who bullies. You can have somebody on the sales team that bullies everybody, and nobody knows about it. It's not a well-known story, or the company doesn't care that there are salespeople who are being bullied. And everybody looks around, and they're like, hey, wait a minute. How come this guy or this girl's getting bullied, and nothing's happening? Nothing's going down. Well, it's because the prima donna who decides that they want to make the rules, who gets the fake awards, who gets the leads, starts believing that it's their job to run the organization. They start believing that it's their job to start telling people how it goes. Now, in this instance, this is a form of weak leadership, where the leadership should be taking a look and going, hey, like, this can't happen. This isn't going to happen. But, you know, what ends up happening at the end of the day is the numbers are good. The results are good. So, you know, the saying in the world of business is money covers sins, revenue covers sins. And because the money is good and the revenue is good, they start closing a blind eye to the problems. And what ends up happening is all the focus starts going on this salesperson, and the team gets frustrated. And then there's these rough meetings that they got to go to, and they got to sit and they got to listen to pontification, and they got to sit and listen to people tell them how things should happen. But everybody's looking around, and there's two ends of the spectrum. The one end of the spectrum is going to be the prima donna or the favorite, and the other end of the spectrum is going to be the dead weight on a sales team. And the dead weight on a sales team could be just as detrimental as the prima donna, because the way that the salespeople are looking at it is, this guy or this girl is eating up all the leads that I could be closing a deal. I could be taking money home. They're ruining the number structure for the entire team. And so what starts happening is you get like three levels of people inside of an organization. You got the prima donna who closes deals because they're fed. You got the mid-level people who go out and they generally just want to do their job and they still close deals. And then you got the bottom feeders who are eating up the leads, who are making the salespeople go to all sorts of meetings and pay attention to meetings that they shouldn't have to go to, because the lowest level salespeople can't close the deal. So it comes down to everybody's got to do push-ups. So, you know, in the first episode, we talked about, if you really want to ruin a sales team, you know, it starts with the leadership. And if you really want to ruin a sales team, you allow for games to happen. You allow for managers to play games. You allow for salespeople to play games. So you're like, hey, Scott, what do we do to fix this? Like, I'm not just going to bring you a problem and say, you know, I'm not going to give you any solutions. One is, make sure to hire a good executive or a good manager. And this takes time, energy, and effort. And, you know, if you want the right team in place, it takes a little bit of time to build that. Two, if you're going to have a team, have good rules, but have times where if somebody's closing deals, don't make them come to meetings they shouldn't have to be at. If somebody's doing their job, don't make them do push-ups when everybody else who's screwing up has to. Three is, make sure that the office staff is treating the salespeople the right way. And I'll have people go, Scott, my office staff doesn't do that. My office staff does. They're really nice and really good to salespeople. And I'm like, yeah, they are when you're around. But if you pull the salespeople, you're going to ask them questions and find out what's really going on. But you can't fall back on the rule that they're whiners and complainers. And four, get rid of dead weight. You know, 80% of salespeople really should not be in the world of sales. I mean, if you follow the 80-20 rule, 80% of salespeople just, they don't belong. And, you know, it's going to sound heartless to me, but like, if you got somebody who's not willing to learn, not willing to put in the time and energy or the effort, and they're consistently at the low levels, cut them. Get them out. Get them out of the team. I don't mean cut them physically. Not like physically cut them, but like, get them off the team. They don't belong there. They're dragging the rest of the team down. I promise you, the sales team's going to applaud you getting rid of these people and saying, go away. I don't want you to play anymore. I don't need you here. And, you know, the other thing is when somebody does a good job, reward them. Attaboys are huge. You know, I remember when I was closing deals, there was a time where there was a lot of things going on in my life, and I struggled, and I fell, and I couldn't close deals, and I got back up, and I went from like a 25% closing rate to a 70% closing rate, you know, back to my historic numbers. And it would have been nice to get an attaboy. It didn't stop me from closing deals, but it's one of those things that it feels good when somebody goes, hey, you're doing a good job. We appreciate you. You know, there's award ceremonies. There's, you know, salespeople like to brag and know that they close deals. Salespeople like to know that they're getting recognition for what they do. Strong recognition is one of the ways that you get salespeople to close more deals. And sometimes it is the money. And sometimes it's just the bragging rights of standing up in front of a room saying, I'm better than you. So you want to ruin a sales team, you put in weak leadership, you want to ruin a sales team, you leave bad salespeople in place who play games. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. Once again, one of those asbestos underwear type days. I appreciate you for dropping by and checking out the How to Sell show. We'll see you soon. Mahalo. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.